Om Kha Guruji, Om Kha. 부르지 온칸 온칸 부르지 온칸
It's such a great chant. Isn't it a great chant?
So wonderful.
You can just go so
Yes.
far away on that chant, or so near, whichever.
And
Whichever you choose.
Forever.
Mm-hmm, forever. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have a little bit of smudge on our camera. Excuse me. I'm going to smudge, maybe. Yeah, there.
Hmm? Could you turn the volume on your computer up a little bit?
Turn my volume up. That's about as far as it goes. Is that okay? Okay. And why are you wanting me to turn my volume up?
Because it was quite quiet.
Oh, it was quite quiet. Okay. Thank you then. Namaste, Grandma. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma ki jai. Gurudev Bhagawan ki jai. Satya Sangha ki jai. Victory. The other day here in Satsang in Tirtha Satya, one said something like this. I cannot say the exact words because I didn't write them down. I didn't record them, but it was something like this. I am, and it was said in jest. It wasn't said in meanness. It was said in kind of a lightness, not a meanness towards oneself, but actually quite light and quite, in a way, jokingly. It's the way I heard it. They said, I am a silly, maybe, I don't think the word common came in, but that was kind of the gist of a common woman. And this is too big for me, or it's so big, maybe not. And I have contemplated that statement. And for a couple of days, it's just come into awareness. And what is true with a capital T and cannot be spoken, but is in all that is, ever has been, ever shall be, is very clear and very pristine. And what is really big is the cloud around people's thinking around the earth in a way. And that's really big. And there are people who are, as you are, as you yourself are, rising out of that cloud, parting the clouds through being aware that that truth, which is impossible to speak, and everyone is, and realization comes to how, not maybe how, comes to a kind of admission, a kind of self-initiation to say, yes, this is not untrue. I don't know what the truth is. I'm speaking for myself. I don't know what truth is or if there is any or one. And yet I am aware that I am means you. I am is everyone who can say I am. Okay, not just Shantima. I am aware that I have had the great privilege through the maturity of my heart to be spoken to be reminded in nature, to be told of the Dharma. And this is not for any re non-reason. Okay, we're back. This is not for. What is the word? Well, rather than find the negative, let's find the positive or the neutral. I have been told this because it is time for me to understand that this is so. And I need not be shy about it. I need not resist the actuality of that. I cannot, I means the all of the eyes. I cannot project in my vision what that even means. But I know that I'm walking towards it within myself. And if I think that my life will change, it will change, and much of it will remain the same. And this is an inner alchemy that there has to come a time when you say, yes, I no longer deny what these great masters on earth have come to tell me, Jesus, Krishna, Buddha. All, many, many. I can no longer deny. And let me discover. And when we think that it's too big or it's too much or it doesn't really apply, because it's that which you are is immeasurable. You can't measure it. And you come for that reason. You come to satsang for that reason. You come to Tirtha Satya for that reason. You offer your mantras for that reason. Your kindness is glowing. Your generosity is glowing. Because these are the qualities that love, generosity, the cessation of judgment, the cessation of resistance, to cease resisting, and not to expect, leave the expectation alone as well. What that means, what it looks like, how it shall be, when it shall come, when you will be aware that you are not your body and you are not your thoughts. I mean, you must have heard that so many times, it must sound kind of tinny in the ears now, but the heart is listening. And the heart takes it in, and the heart receives it. So, sometimes people say to me, oh, I've heard it before. Oh, I've heard this before, right? Well, if you've heard it before and it hasn't sunk in, you're going to hear it 100,000 times more. You're going to hear it again and again and again and again until one day you just, something just refuses to deny any longer. And does that mean a moment of realization? Well, in some way, yeah. In some ways, yes. There's many realizations, aren't there? Many realizations. And in some way, yes. That moment you say, I cease to deny, observing any denial, I just let it go. Just let it pass. Because we'll use the word truth. because we all know that what we're speaking about is an intelligence that lies within everything. Makes an oak tree, a palm tree, a palm tree, the water wet and running to the ocean, the weather, the clouds, the sky, the cosmos functioning. Whatever that is true in all, always, and will lead me beyond my thoughts, beyond what I think my problems are, beyond what I think of myself. And the same person said something also very, very delightful. Now, let me see if I can get this very delightful statement that they had gone into meditation. Now, here's a realization. They had gone into meditation and they had become still and silent. And I said, what happened? And they said, the solution was there. A solution to what? To the non-existent problem. That's very deep. It's very profound. And well, we'll turn on a light for you. There's no better time than now. I just simply wanted to bring that to you. I always replace the word just because it's almost a negation, just, with simply. I will say it in the recordings, oh, just, then I go back and edit it out and say simply, because just is sometimes a negation. Minimizer. So therefore, I wait for you and see what you have to say. I was very touched by those two comments. I am fundamentally saying I am small and it's too big. And other, and the same person said, I resolved the problem in silence. It went away. It dissolved, no longer there. Srush.
Pranam, Master.
Namaste, Srush.
Namaste. A couple of weeks ago, Shantimai, you spoke of, touched upon this of the projection and resonance in relation to the Gayatri.
Ah, yeah.
Any prayer, any expansion, I feel also of energy in the fields. And I, at the moment, in especially around the Gayatri, I feel how she just through time and through space and through matter, how she is constantly working towards that enlightenment of everything there is. And I can see that there's this subtle line of where I can get enthusiastic and see if I can aid her in that. And then sometimes we hit that golden thread, and sometimes I get a little too eager. I have a little bit too much sense of where I have a sense it needs to go. And I just would love if you would speak about that moment right there where everything births itself perfectly in that illumination that has been here forever.
Yes, continue to project Gayatri where you want Gayatri to go.
Oh.
And Enthusiasm's very nice. And think it's really important. Let's skip the word think. It's really important to understand that you are projecting a frequency. When you're a generally happy person, means just light. You don't have to go around laughing and doesn't have to be elation. That you affect others. Is that true?
Yes.
When you're in a crappy little mood, nobody wants to be around you. Is that true? I know I don't.
Absolutely, Shantiman.
And when you're, well, you're an old pundit, so when you're prayerful, which you seem to be about a lot, then you affect people that way. I mean, frequency is very, very important, and everything is frequency. Your molecules are running by a certain frequency, otherwise they won't be molecules. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yeah, if they moved at anything but a molecular frequency, they would not exist as a molecule. So that's the whole thing with your entire being and the entire world. And actually, it's illusion, it's a dream. It's the frequency of what we can call God's dreaming. We can call it that because so many great saints have called it that before. We can just stand on their shoulders and say the same and understand it very well. But by all means, continue to project and realize that you're projecting and understand what you're projecting and when you're projecting and how you're projecting so that you can emit a beneficial energy all the time.
Yes, Master.
I'm not talking about projecting in the way that, oh, I think that you think that I. Right? That's a terrible projection. I think that you think that I. And then you hold somebody responsible for the way that you yourself are thinking. I think that you think that I. We're not talking about that kind of projection. We're talking about the sun running through space.
Yes.
We're talking about rain. Yeah, rain can only be rain because it's a certain frequency. Everything's a frequency.
Yes.
Everything's a pitch. Everything. Everything is a sound. That's why the Indian people, or the people of India, the great sages found the sound om. And everything comes out of that. All frequencies are born of that sound. Okay, so when you are thinking, see, when you're thinking, you are really projecting something into your life like a projector. You know what a projector is? Do you remember the projectors when they puts a picture on a screen like the movie?
Yes.
You're literally projecting a world that you're going to enter through your thoughts. So why not project the Gayatri to Satchidam?
Yes.
There it'll ripple out. There's no question about it. It'll ripple out. Project love, respect. Because, these qualities, these kindness qualities and generosity qualities and and freedom from judging qualities and freedom from projecting what other people think or how they are or how you see them, whatever that is. When all of that's again the cloud. And it's delusion.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's delusion. You have to be very careful about delusion. Delusion's the big thing.
Yeah.
Realization is like the sun piercing through the clouds and the clouds parting, and the day is clear and obvious. And we no longer have to be shy or think that we're too big to think like that, or too small to think like that, or that we, when we come to realize we're going to be taking a position of bigness, absolutely not. We don't take any position at all. Does the space have position? Does space have position?
Nope.
In the room, does space have position? No. No. So the, all of that stuff goes away. It's just so utterly unnecessary. Project the Gayatri.
Yes,
And
Master.
you know, when you're descending the Gayatri,
Yes.
watch it go off your tongue into space.
Yes.
Like that. And how it comes out of the throat and through the heart, right? Every word you speak comes through your heart.
Yes.
Because the word starts at the solar plexus region.
Yes.
The spoken word begins at the solar plexus region.
Yes.
So my view is the re well, the reason that the descending in the mantra, literally, when you give pay attention, you begin to see the sound flying off the tip of your tongue and through your heart. And so, like that, I would be enthusiastic about that. I wouldn't have an expectation.
Yeah.
But remember that Gayatri is Pashanti,
Yes, thank you.
which means it can never do any harm, ever. Its frequency is harmless
Yes.
and beneficial.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Namaste.
And stay.
Michael O'Shea. Michael on the red couch. How are you? Oh, I can't hear you, Michael.
I say, much better for seeing you, as always. You asked me how I was.
Yeah, how are you?
Better for seeing you.
I always like that answer. That's why I asked the question. It's good to see you.
Yeah, really good to
It
see you,
cold up
Sam.
there in Canada? You got a jacket?
No, it's cool in Vancouver, but in the eastern Canada, it's been actually very hot. So, but it's lovely here.
Before we get started, I looked up your website again, and it looks to me like you've changed it a little bit. And there's an awfully lot of wonderful photographs on that. Wow.
Thank you so much. It I feel very privileged to have the kind of work that I have.
Yeah. Well, you're good at it, so that's why.
Thank you. So I wanted to talk about the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
It's late yesterday I got into it. I was listening to part one again and reading it, and it's just really, the whole thing is just really lighting me up. I mean,
Gosh.
it kind of blows my mind a little bit, and
Hopefully it does. Hopefully it blows your mind right out of the water.
yeah,
Yep.
but it feels like that sometimes. But then, and I certainly felt that yesterday evening, so I hope I can convey that, because it it just seems to, I feel like there's something very, very important that I'm reading here and that I'm feeling, and then it kind of dissipates, and then I, you know, and but I some questions have come out of what I've been reading and what I've been hearing from you in the teaching, and one is, maybe it's just a very simple thing, but I'd never really considered it before, that Krishna, and I think you might talk about this in part two, I don't know, but that Krishna is actually a manifestation or an avatar of Vishnu. Is that,
Yes,
do I
that's right.
understand that correctly?
And beyond Vishnu at once. But yes, an avatar of Vishnu. He's also, Krishna is also the imperishable, as you are, by the way. By the way.
I mean, I started to get that from because Krishna is a manifestation, but Krishna is also inside me too.
Even without the name Krishna. His what he's telling you is within you.
And
Krishna, not two, let's put it that way.
that even my questions are coming from, I don't know what the word is, but it's that the Krishna within is generating the questions.
Absolutely.
That it's all,
That's very accurate. That's extremely accurate, right on the mark. And if you relieve Krishna of his name and ethnicity, then you will be even more on, as Sarush said, that golden thread.
And is that to say that the Krishna being a manifestation of Vishnu is, and I mean, I'm still very unsure about the whole notions of duality and non-duality, but that's kind of a duality, right?
Yeah, and Vishnu is an emanation of the imperishable, which you are.
And
I can't wait to see that pop out of somebody's heart and they say, yeah, oh my gosh, I'm not going to do that any longer. Go ahead.
And then the other thing is, I mean, it gets into it, and you'll probably talk about it in part two, but this, Arjuna, asks for forgiveness for treating Krishna as a friend or a buddy, but I guess they kind of were, I kind of get the sense that, Krishna and Arjuna were kind of hanging out with each other,
They were.
and they would tease each other, and they were like friends, and I find something very heartwarming about that. But and that Krishna just was just waiting for Arjuna to get to a place where they could have this conversation.
Once the moment that Arjuna sees humanity stuck in the teeth of Krishna with their heads crushed, he begins to respect him in a different way. When he sees that his eyes and his mouth is made of fire and that humanity is rushing towards his mouth.
But I mean, that was another thing that because he says, I underlined it here. With your mouths agape and flame eyes staring, all my peace is gone, my heart is troubled. Like
Really?
that but I didn't kind of understand how that was so troubled, like, because I think what I'm reading here and what you're teaching is that when Arjuna asked to see his divine manifestation, what he's really seeing is in Krishna is the universe, right? Is that
Yes. And he, I do have the sense that Arjuna is creating it.
Yes, well, that came up too, that because he says something about Arjuna's desire to see him. So Krishna is fulfilling that desire.
Right.
So
And in my
he's
in my Gita it says, and whatever else you desire to see, Arjuna.
And what, but is that to say that if that Krishna is fulfilling Arjuna's desire?
Krishna is fulfilling Arjuna's desire, and Krishna is Arjuna.
And Krishna is Arjuna.
Yes. Remember in the 10th chapter where Krishna says, and of the Pandavas I am Arjuna. Of the rivers I am the Ganges, of the meters I am the Gayatri, of the trees I am the great fig tree. I am all things.
So
And
I am all things, really. And that's really what the 10th chapter is about too, right? Like I'm all of it.
hint, hint.
What's that?
Hint, hint.
10th, yeah.
Yeah, what did you just say? I am all of it. Hint, hint.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, wait. Didn't you say that?
So I mean the
Let's skip right over it. It's, yeah. Yeah. I am all things. I am all that is.
all that is, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and it has nothing to do with
Yeah.
ego,
Yeah.
and it has nothing to do with separation, and it has nothing to do with position. It is seeing as the Rishi saw what is absolutely true in every single being. I am all that is. People all the spiritual community make this statement all the time. We are one, we are one, we are one. No. Well, what does that mean?
What does that mean exactly? And it, yeah, but and as you said in the teaching, that all we can see is the perishable,
Yes.
but then Krishna gives Arjuna the gift of gives him the eyes to see the imperishable, right? Like the
No, he did not. He gave him the eyes to see the perishable because that also ended. When Arjuna asked to see the imperishable, it was a question that could not be addressed.
So when he's seeing the universe in Krishna, he's seeing a gazillion heads and mouths and all these things that he's would it's still seeing the perishable.
The whole universe is perishable.
Yeah.
Think about the night of Brahma, when there is no universe any longer for hundreds of thousands of years. And then Brahma opens his eyes and everything appears to be again,
Right,
just like in the
right,
night
right.
when you dream.
Yeah.
That's scary. It's a cycle of time. So we have.
So the other thing I've been thinking is this whole thing started out with Arjuna being in this sort of crisis about, how can I fight this war? Where are my aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers and he was in great turmoil about this but we could also and I think that there was a war,
Oh,
and
there was an historical war
yeah.
on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
But we could also think of the war as a metaphor as well, right? That we all have a war within
Absolutely.
us. Yeah.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
you know what Kurukshetra means?
No.
Kshetra means field. Kuru means open. The open field. And the open field, he'll address this in the 13th chapter. He's going to address the kshetra. He'll address the field of consciousness. So yes, absolutely. This is indicative of what the human being goes through in their own initiations, and it's indicative of an historical war.
Yeah,
It's said to be a historical. I was said to be there, but I don't know if I was or not.
but it's living in duality as human beings. We have this war within us, you
Yeah,
know, and
living in
it
apparent duality. There's no such thing.
okay, but it's just, you know, should I do this? Should I do that? Is this right? Is that wrong? You know, that's all that. That's what Krishna is addressing for all of us.
100%,
Yeah.
100%. And Krishna also says, love me, worship me. Worship means love.
Yeah.
Worship, revering. Worship means respecting. Worship means the inspiration that moves your heart. So this is worship. I'm not real fond of the word worship because it sounds like a kind of groveling
Yeah.
to, but it's not. It's a very beautiful term. And but anyhow, he says, worship me, put your mind keep your mind focused on
Keep
me.
your mind on me. Yeah, that
Yeah,
and
keep your mind
that's
focused on me and give all of your works to me and all
yeah.
of the fruits of your actions to me. And what happens is that all of these ideas that are kind of, we'll just say this word for effect, crystallized as duality begin to fall away. And we realize, as the non-dualists speak about, that you're not the doer. I am.
Yeah.
Actually, it depends on infinite, 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 uncountable functions that you do what you do. Let's just take baking a cake. First, there's the farmer who has to seed the fields. Then there's the farmer who has to milk the cows. Then there's the baking soda. Then there's the sugar that has to be grown. Then there is an oven that has to be, you have to mine the steel, actually. And all the things that are functioning for you to make cake, all the things that are functioning for you just to live in a house, and even the spin of the earth, even the spin of the earth. And even the oxygen, and even the waters, and even the sun, and even the moon, everything. See, people just think they kind of exist out in there, and then there's day and night. Oh boy, you know, it's incredible. It's incredible. In Buddhism, it's called interdependence of all things, the interdependence of all things. And it's also a vision of how, totality works for itself. So when Krishna says to love me, to think of me, to focus on me, keep your mind on me, give me your works, give me the fruit of your works, do everything for me, your frequency as Sarushan I was speaking becomes very fine. And still functioning in this world, you still function in this world, but the heart and mind, so to speak, begin to be at a frequency where all of that dualism and all of those wars and all of those politics and all of that stuff doesn't matter anymore. It just doesn't. You're what is called ascending. I'm not real fond of the word ascending, but it is ascending. You're literally ascending. away from this world. Thank God, be in the world, but not of it, Jesus.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Boy, we're well over half through the Gita. I never had any idea that we were going to go chapter by chapter and 19 chapters of the Gita. So some
Well,
of
it's
them.
just yeah, it's wonderful. It's just yeah, I don't know what else to say. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Is more than enough. And next chapter is about the field, kshetra. So the field of consciousness. Very, very wonderful.
No.
Ooh. Just
No. Well, thank you for these teachings. They're just
oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being Michael.
Thank you, Shanti Mai.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Rahasya.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, I felt the same, but yes, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
When you and Michael were speaking, and you said, when he was sharing what about the Gita, and you said that it is you, that Krishna is speaking of us, that we are the imperishable. And it really went in like, whew,
It might
I'm,
be, can I clean up your language?
please, I love it.
I am the imperishable.
I am the imperishable.
Every being can say that. It insinuates a duality that's moving into a totality. Actually, it's totality that appears to splinter off into a duality. Go ahead, please. I am the imperishable. The imperishable is I am.
It, hearing that, my heart just drank that in. And it reminded me of a question I had while reading the Gita when Krishna's speaking to Arjuna and saying, "Worship me." I wondered how to do that. But right now I feel like I'm discovering this, I am the imperishable. Like worshiping Krishna would be to love this silence that emerges when I hear that, this all-encompassing stillness, being reminded, I am the imperishable. Like it's like my mind was trying to worship Krishna and find Krishna. Like, where's Krishna? I want to do right by Krishna and love Krishna. And then right now I'm seeing, oh, it's not so far away.
Well, remember, far away doesn't apply.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, near and far away doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no such thing as near or far away. And always remember when you're reading the Gita, Krishna says in the 10th chapter, of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. He's telling Arjuna, and he's telling you, what you are reading is strictly 100% about you. You. I am the trees. I am the water. I am the earth. I am all that is. I am all that could ever be. And it has nothing to do with Shanti Mai or Rahasya. It has to do with the essence that has no name. And yet, that is who you are. And it's very marvelous and important to discover that that is so. And one way to discover that is so is to cease denying that that is so. Even when you deny that that is so, it's still so. So that's the most wonderful, well, the most wonderful in this moment. That's the most wonderful is you can deny it till through a thousand lifetimes and it's still so. Everything that is perishable is perishable. You are not. It's a deep and profound and simple, simple realization. And I would always move in that direction, never deny it, and see where it goes on its own, so to speak, what is revealed to me and releases me of delusion. You don't need to self-help. I want to push that to you because
Yes.
you're consistent. I don't know if it's still consistent, but or if it isn't, it even is consistent. Excuse me if I'm incorrect. But I'm going to say it. This
Yeah,
consistent.
please.
Okay, let me put it out. This consistent idea of self-helping so that you will be better is completely the wrong way to go. You're already the divine, the undividable totality of all that is. This is the discovery. And in that discovery, you don't have to self-help. You are as you are, as you are, and you become, absolutely become. You realize fundamentally that there is no choice in this. And there's no choice to lie or steal or cheat or hate or anything that even resembles duality. It just goes away. And you can make yourself better for lifetimes and not realize your true nature. Because you're busy making yourself better. You're already You are already the perfection of the universe. It is a discovery. And it doesn't make you any better than anyone else or any worse than anyone else. It pretty much puts you into the realm of the trees and nature and the stars and the heavens. And you still walk around being called Rahasya, living in the United States and having a full life as a, but you realize to the core. Your realization does not leave you. You leave your realization, but your realization does not leave you. You are always what you're seeking, always. Always. You cannot be otherwise. I love that part. I think that part's really rich.
100%. Yeah.
Cease to belittle yourself in any way, shape, or form. Cease to belittle others. You can definitely see that their actions sometimes need to be addressed. But that's all. Nothing else. Nothing else. Because what you find in yourself, you will see in all. So there's no positioning at all. None. You're not better than others, and you're not worse than others. The whole universe comes out of your being. But I'm so small, of course. Because you're identifying as a body. That's why. Because you're identifying as a finite name and a finite body. And though that is your vehicle through life, and that is your calling card, there's no doubt about it. There is an essential nature within you that's calling for you from your heart to be discovered. Oh, but what if? Well, you leave all the what ifs in the trash. The moment you get a what if, you just trash it. Yeah, no what ifs. You're not permitted even one. Not even one what if. What's the picture behind you? What is that? St.
This is
Francis.
a and it says it's about prayer. Man prays and prayer fashions man. I believe it's from Master Eckhart. It's a reminder every time I sit in my chair to just, it's there to remind me.
Good.
So much unburdening being with you in the Sangha. And that's even a funny word to say, but it
It's
feels
wonderful.
like that.
It's true what you say, because the disillusion of delusion. Delusion is heavy on one's heart and shoulders. And it's not real. You really, the whole fundamental steadiness in spirituality is to observe thinking. Don't become the observer. You don't need another identity. Observe or observing will do. Observe thinking and let it pass. And all of a sudden, you're present. And that in itself is a realization. I remember one disciple, devotee, student coming here saying, I'm 62 years old, and this is the first time I've ever been present in my life. And she, wow. Because he's always thinking somewhere else. He's always going somewhere else. He's always going to be somewhere else. I'm going to do something else. And they'll pass. How this person's going to be, what's it going to be, what's it, and all of that, when in fact, you really lose what you have, which is the passing moment. So observe your thinking. And ask yourself if you want to think like that. And usually the answer is no way.
No way.
Right. And then let it pass. Just breathe it away because it's already gone. With one breath, you have to rethink it and rethink it and rethink it and rethink it. It's called ignorance and delusion. And some of the smartest people on the planet go through those cycles constantly. Love, that'll do it. Anything else from you?
Thank you.
Yeah, do I ever get to see you again? Or
Yes,
what
I have
time?
to. I haven't made an. I will see you again. It may be India, maybe next summer, Tarasacha, maybe Italy. I don't know. I want to see you.
Okay, don't stay away too long.
Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, Gopi.
Namaste, Shandimai.
We're going to complete our satsang with Gopi.
Thank you. Shantimai, I want to say thank you. You brought me at first this mantra, this Gayatri mantra. As I met you in the first time, we were singing it together with 100 women, and it brought a big effect to me. That was the reason to come to you. And then I'm now in this initiation for the Gayatri and also for the commitment for Satchadham.
Oh, wonderful.
And
Thank you for that.
it's no, I have to say thank you. It's always like that. I can't find the right words, but it's actually it's it changed my mind. My
Good for
mindset.
you. Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you. Wonderful.
Yes.
Let it continue to change. Permit it to continue to change.
And this is it's a wonderful way in one hand, and in the other hand is also a bit scary. So
No. Skip it.
yes, that's
Wonderful,
why I'm
wonderful is enough. Don't top it with scary. It's not scary. There's nothing. Don't be frightened of anything. Anyhow, the Gayatri is Pashanti. I was just telling to, I think, Surush, he knows it. Pashanti means absolutely harmless, can do no harm whatsoever. That's its frequency. It can do no harm whatsoever. And fear, wait a minute, fear not what is coming to you, what you're asking for.
I don't. Yeah.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
I know it's not the Gayatri is wonderful. I'm meant to losing my
Oh, let's wait. I've lost you for a
old
minute.
mindset.
Wait a minute.
It's a
Lose
little
your
scary.
mindset? Is that what you said? Your
No,
old.
no, no, no. Losing my old mindset, my identity, that I'm not my body, that I'm not losing my ego.
But you don't have an ego. There is
Yeah,
only
okay.
thought.
This is
There's no
losing
such
my illusion.
thing as an ego. There's only actions that look like an ego.
Okay, yeah.
Action that looks like an ego. I am the most important person in the world. That's completely foolish. It's not true. I, poor me, I like that one. That one will put you under for a while. No. You have come to see. Open your eyes. You're going to lose your old delusion, and you're not, you're that's frightening. I would be frightened not to. I would be frightened out of my mind not to lose my delusion or that delusion. It's not even mine. The whole idea of mine is wrong. I would be scared out of my wits to not be released from the clouds of delusion and ignorance that I think and adhere to and decide that that is me. That is me. No. Oh, I'd be scared to death. I'd be, whew, I can't even think about it. It just blows my mind.
Thank you for your clear words. Yes.
This is a time. You are being initiated by your own heart. Fear not, Arjuna. Yeah, drop that idea of scary. I wouldn't even allow that word in my vocabulary. I would not utter that word ever and create the feeling that comes with it. Yeah. So there you go. You're totally supported. 100%. Thank God you're going to lose all of that old. You're not even going to lose it. It's just going to dissolve.
Yeah.
Then you'll find, ah, what a relief. Huh? She was such a nice lady, but I'm having an understanding that is so simple and so profound about the entire universe, God within everything. Namaste.
Namaste.
That's beautiful. That was really beautiful. Yes, thank you. I love satsang. It's so nice to be with you. It's so wonderful to be with you. Fearing the cessation of delusion is resistance. Creating a fear around what has always been true in you and can never be anything but true in you and will always be true in the entire universe, every leaf, every animal, every insect, every being. Fearing the truth is strange, and not fearing delusion. Buddha said, well, they say that Buddha said, I wasn't there. Buddha said, maybe, probably, likely, we'll just say he said, humans are inverted. They believe what's right is wrong and what's wrong is right. They believe what is true is false and what is false is true. And they believe what is good is bad and what is bad is good. Fear not what your heart is revealing to you. Fear not. Fear not. You create fear. You create fear so that you can resist what is absolutely 100% always so. And I cannot tell you what is so. I can only point out what is so. You will only realize what is true within your own being. Period. I am a blessing in your life. You are a blessing in my life. The whole is a blessing. It means go your way, discover. I can't imagine wanting to hold on to delusion. This just blows me away. I just do not understand it. I do not get it. I don't get it. Maybe I did in another life, but this life, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. My heart is telling me that the delusion that I have created around me is dissolving. Yes, it is. Yes, you're very fortunate indeed. Nobody here looks very happy. They're all like, hold on, hold on, hold on. There's nothing to hold on to. That's the beauty. Well, namaste, everyone. Premo, I'm going to be here, but I'm going to take my camera off. Namaste.
Govinda 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 Haravarare Bhakta Vatsala Tu Mama Priya Govinda Govinda Go Haravarare Bhakta Vatsala Bhagavata Priya Govinda, Govinda, go, Palavarade, Govinda, 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 go, Palavarade, Bhaktavatsala, to mama. Govinda go palavarare Bhakta Vatsala Bhagavata Priya Govinda Govinda go palavarare Govinda rade Govinda rade Govinda, Govinda, go, Palavarade, Govinda, Rade, Govinda, Rade, Govinda, Govinda, go, Palavarade, Bhakta Vatsala, tu mama priya. Govinda Govinda go palavarare Bhaktavatsala Bhagavata Priya Govinda Govinda go palavarare Govinda rade Govinda rade Govinda go Govinda go palavarare Govinda rade Govinda rade Govinda go Govinda go palavarare Bhakta Vatsala tu mama priya Govinda go Govinda go Palavarade
Govinda, 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 Govin